91.3 KXCI, Tucson. Hey guys, it's Thursday, which means it's time for Thesis Thursday. This is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We talk to them about what they're working on in school. We ask them about their future aspirations. And we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Ariana Garcia. Howdy, Ariana.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Ariana is a senior studying biological anthropology and molecular and cellular biology.
Yes.
What's that like?
It's a lot of fun. I mean, you would think those two fields don't really connect at all, but they do in so many ways. I see them come together, and things from one course in anthropology I'll see come up again in an MCB course, and it's a lot of fun to try to bring them together.
Speaking of fun, I heard that you went to Panama last summer.
Yeah, so I was working with an organization called Amigos de las Americas, which is an international youth leadership organization. So I was on staff as a project supervisor, supervising 9 high school students. As a participant, as a high school student, I was in Panama. So it was so great to be able to go back there. And
this time be the supervisor.
Yeah, this time kind of take on a new role and see the country again. And it's just beautiful. I love the culture and the food and just being able to be there.
You were studying the psychological impacts of stress?
Yeah, so the summer in Panama, I stayed a week after the project was over with Amigos and got to collect my own data for my senior thesis at the U of A. And so I'm looking at how psychosocial stress, so that would be something like violence or, you know, loss of resources, something not different than physical stress. So looking at how that affects.
So like credit card debt.
Yeah, exactly. That's a really great example of psychosocial stress. Looking at how that affects pregnancy in Panama.
What are your plans for the future?
They're really up in the air right now. I'm graduating in May and actually have a summer position with Amigos again, this time in Central Mexico as the associate project director, which I'm so excited for. I get to take on yet another new role in the organization, but that's just a summer position. So beyond that, I'm taking a year off of school and then applying for graduate school. So I'm hoping to go into medical anthropology. I'm hoping to study maternal and child health in Latin America. So exactly where that takes me, I'm not sure yet, but I'm excited for the future.
Yeah, it sounds like you got a great journey ahead of you.
Yeah.
Speaking of journey, do you listen to music?
I do. Yes, I love music. I'm a dancer, so I'm all over that music stuff. I pretty much listen to everything. I listen to everything from pop to country to rock to indie. I mean, name the genre, I've probably listened to it.
That's the way to do it, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for coming by the station today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, sure. It's great to meet you.
You too.